Sparks is going
to
be here.
Ah, David's an old friend. Yeah, he knows the technology world inside and out. Always fun to talk to, so he'll be here later. You've got Barbara Ehrenreich is going to be on. Barbara, of course, who's the writer of Nickel and Dimed. And, of course, her latest work, which has been out for quite a while, is called Bait and Switch, which talks about how people are working harder and falling further behind.
Well, she does that in a way in which I think almost every middle-class person looking for a job could identify with.
Absolutely.
Really a good book.
And there's a lot of things in the news today that kind of relate to what's been happening with Barbara, you know, the latest economic numbers. So we're going to have a great time, maybe have some laughs today, too. I know Bob Summerby, the Daily Howler, is going to be with us a little bit later.
He comes with us quite often, and he always brings us a great treat. He takes the headlines and does what you occasionally do with the headlines.
Yeah, Bob is he's a force inside the Beltway. You can't be a reporter in Washington if you're not reading the Daily Howler. So I look forward to speaking with Bob later on.
All right, guys. Very good. And that wraps up the Progressive News Hour for today. Coming up, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie after CNN News on the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
There's still an enemy that wants to harm the United States of America because of what we stand for.
President Bush is about to begin another series of speeches aimed at explaining why winning the war in Iraq is important. Our Bob Costantini is live in Washington. Bob, this comes with midterm elections now just over 2 months off.
Well, Bill, the president is certainly trying to bolster Republican fortunes. Polls show Mr. Bush is still very popular in Utah, where he will speak to the American Legion Convention. He was greeted in Salt Lake City with a rally at the airport last night.
We will stay on the offense and defeat the terrorists abroad so we do not have to face them here at home.
His message on the war on terror isn't changing, but he hopes to hone it down to linking Iraq and airliner bomb plots, as well as September 11, to a struggle against a radical ideology. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
Forecasters say there's a chance Tropical Storm Ernesto could become a hurricane before hitting the Carolina coast.
We expect today for it to gradually turn a little more to the north-northeast and increase its forward speed. And there is some chance that it could strengthen to near hurricane strength later today before it approaches the South Carolina, North Carolina coast.
Todd Kimberlane with the National Hurricane Center says top winds are up to 55 miles an hour. Landfall could be late today. As the storm moves inland, flooding will be a concern with 4 to 8 inches of rain possible in some locations up through the mid-Atlantic. Hurricane John with winds of 125 miles an hour is hugging Mexico's Pacific coast, pounding resort areas. Americans are making more money and they're spending it.
Wages are starting to pick up and personal income is picking up, so the bottom line is consumers have the ability to spend.
Fred Dixon, president of Economic Insights, after a government report that shows consumer spending jumped 0.8% in July, the biggest gain in 6 months. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 11. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1 year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1 year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
18,000 fans watching one man playing comedic stardom. Dane Cook is back in a stand-up comedy event that will blow your mind.
Let's have some fun tonight.
Fierce new material.
He sneezed.
I looked at him and I went, God bless you. Guy looks at me and goes, I'm an atheist.
Explosive energy.
You told your mother I was going to blow you up with a pumpkin bomb?
And even a few surprises.
We've all been with the I should get checked tomorrow-ish person. Doesn't that suck where as you're doing it, you're like, I'm getting something right now.
What goes around has come around.
It's a vicious circle.
Don't miss the premiere of Dane Cook, Vicious Circle.
I would blow you to smithereens.
Monday, September 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Are you watching?
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:04 at 9:60. The Quake. This report brought to us by Mancini Sleep World on the Dumbarton Bridge westbound mid-span. We reported this a few minutes ago as a stall, and then it turned into an accident because a car hit it. Still blocking the right lane. They're unable to get it out of the way quickly. Car stalled in the right lane of 101 northbound at the SFO off-ramp. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge. Backups at the end of the parking lot. The westbound lanes near Fremont Street have been reconfigured and happily a little bit easier to navigate. No problems reported on the upper deck this morning. 57 BART trains on time. When was the last time you had a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World invites you to save big during the Labor Day sleep-free mattress sale. You can rest easy with no payments till 2008. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 7:04 at 9:60, The Quake. Time for Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. 7 to 10 every weekday morning on 9:60, The Quake. And Will Durst is celebrating his anniversary with his wife, and he's off for the rest of the week. Barry Weintraub has generously offered to spend some time with us this morning, and he's here with Willie Brown. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, and it's a thrill to be here working with Mayor Willie Brown. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. And it's always a pleasure to fill in for Will. As I kind of feel it's the gift for Will and Debbie. I didn't get him anything this year, so I'll sit in for him one morning.
And, you know, we miss Debbie because ordinarily she comes to us on Thursday to give us the update on the Giants. And, of course, she would be just apoplectic over the fact that they went down 5-3 last night.
5-3 to the Braves. I didn't see any details on that one.
Well, it was no details. You can't give any reported when you lose like that. Although Barry seems to have gotten his eye back. He seems his bat's touching the ball regularly.
He
got a hit last night, 3 hits the night before, 2 home runs. And so he's moving. And Alou says, hey, if Barry really gets hot, we'll be okay. Well, that is left to be seen. The A's, however, on the other hand, are playing baseball above anybody's expectations and better than anybody in either league.
They took off. You know, the key to the whole A season was not trading Barry Zito at the deadline.
Well, yes, he won last night, by the way, against a premier pitcher, the fellow who, Kurt Schillings, who normally just wipes everybody down for Boston, got wiped himself last night when Barry Zito beat him. Barry won his 15th game, so it's quite a thing. And then, this is not a sports station, but nevertheless, Don Nelson's returning to the Warriors yesterday.
This is Don Sr.
Don Sr., 65 years of age. He had been, obviously, kind of the heart of the Warriors. He and the man who owned the team didn't get along very much. He left, and I think he's been gone 10 or 12 years. Well, he's back, and they hope the Warriors' fortunes change. And, of course, Mr. Nelson, who was welcome last night in Oakland, Mr. Bush has been roaming around the country, and other politicians have been kind of ignoring him.
Yeah, there's articles all over, and they've been talking about it for a while, how many of the Republican candidates at the congressional level all over the country are either de-emphasizing the president or ignoring him completely. You know, many of them disagree with his position on the war. And now there's this full-out offensive with Cheney and Rumsfeld speaking before the American Legion, which I don't... What is the American Legion in relation to veterans of foreign wars and other military or post-military career organizations that they've chosen to use the American Legion as their springboard for this new strategy?
I believe Bush is going into Utah today for the express purpose of echoing the speech. He claims it's not political. He claims, however, that in fact, we are against an enemy that has an ideology, he says, and that ideology is different from ours in typical Bush genius fashion. He also says that, just think, if you walked out of Iraq now, you would leave that nation to become the number one terrorist state in the Middle East.
Now, of course, that is exactly what the critics of this war told him before he voluntarily invaded. I also understand, and if you're just tuning in, my name's Barry Weintraub. I'm filling in today, and it's an honor to be here with the Mayor, Willie Brown. I'm filling in for Will Durst. But the president is once again going to change his rationale for why he invaded Iraq. And he's actually saying he didn't want to invade Iraq. He was provoked in this invasion, which is a tremendous rewriting of history.
Well, it's amazing. And Mr. Rumsfeld, of course, is out there making really outrageous statements that seems to be offending everybody when he says, in effect, those who are against the war are appeasers, not unlike the people who were the appeasers against the Nazis back in the 30s. Well, now that is quite a comparison.
That is a classic lesson in how to talk right, as I like to put it. That is right-wing speak at its best. They frame the debate in such a way that you kind of lose track of the issue and start talking about it on their terms. Yeah, we're facing a vicious enemy, but that doesn't mean their way is the right way to fight this enemy. I mean, wouldn't it be beautiful to actually think a policy through before you actually jumped in head first? It was Rumsfeld who, within the early days of the invasion, when they were rioting in the streets of Baghdad, said, hey, stuff happens.
And this administration was firmly of the opinion that it was going to be a very short season for the war. When they went in there more than 3 years ago, they said, we'll be in there for just a few days.
Right.
They actually went in there on or about my birthday. They went in there on March the 20th. That's my birthday.
That's a lovely gift for you.
Oh. What a way to celebrate. And then, of course, a few weeks later, he was on that aircraft carrier saying, mission accomplished.
Right. And then, if you recall, that became a controversy. They had the big banner, and in fantastic, typical Bush speak, they later backtracked and said, well, we never said mission accomplished. The banner said mission accomplished. And then they tried to give the spin that we didn't put the banner up there. There were some guys on the ship who asked us if they could put the banner up. That whole episode was beautiful. Remember, they had to fly him out on the ship on that little... It wasn't a fighter jet. He wanted to use a fighter jet, but I think it was a refueling jet. Because they said that the ship was too far out at sea for the chopper. And then they actually saw the chopper on the ship. And they had to keep turning the ship so that you couldn't see San Diego in the background. Because they were that close to the shore. Classic examples how this administration will just say one thing and do another.
See, I'm telling you, listeners, out here on 960 The Quake, on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, with Barry Weintraub, who does exhaustive research on all kinds of stories that are never published by anybody else. But you get that right here on 960 The Quake. And there is nothing more delicious than having people remember that, in fact, that helicopter was right there.
They had to cover it up with some big tarp. Because it kept popping up in the scene. And I remember the article. Bush wanted to fly that fighter jet. But no, they said the safest thing to do would be to use this refueling vehicle.
Well, you know, it would be interesting to see if he had the same enthusiasm when he was in the National Guard and there was the possibility that he might be exposed to the war. He would not go to National Guard training.
Of course not.
As a matter of fact, that's what created the stir that ultimately led to Dan Rather's departure from CBS as the anchor for the evening news, because he had in fact printed a story that the contents of it was true, but the sequencing and the times, etc., was not exactly accurate, and Rather ended up having to walk out in dishonor.
And you nailed it, Mr. Mayor, because the content of that story was 100% accurate. Rather had interviewed the 80-year-old former secretary for the National Guard captain or commander, I forget what his rank was, who was at the center of this thing. And she identified the information in the documents, and she said, you know what, those are not the documents I typed, but the information in the documents that Dan Rather was holding was accurate. And you have to ask yourself, who would have access to the accurate information and yet still be able to put them into false documents? And the more you learn about Karl Rove, the more you realize that was his modus operandi from the start. This was a guy who, when he was running a campaign for governor in Texas, allegedly bugged his own office and then pinned it on the opposing candidate and created a controversy going into the final weekend of that campaign. This is a guy who, a book that came out about Bush right at the start of the 2000 election campaign series, planted information about Bush getting dismissed from his National Guard unit and being involved with cocaine in the book, but then they discredited the author. So the genuine information is out there, but they discredit the source. And then the right-wing blogosphere just tears everything else apart.
Which thereby gives you the impression that these are really decent people who are just being mistreated, misunderstood, and misclassified by information that is not being delivered and the package in which it came.
They're fantastic. They're, you know, you got to give them props.
Very clever.
Rove himself said 2 weeks ago, it was a great headline, the American people aren't ignorant, they're just misinformed. And he's the guy who takes advantage of that. They design their entire media strategy to take advantage of intelligent people. They give them a soundbite that's designed to mislead them.
Well, in this fall's election season, I think you're going to see a lot more of that, because at the moment, Bush's numbers are below 40% in acceptance. His approval rating is just absolutely horrendous. And that's why, at the outset, when you said most of the politicians don't want to be anywhere near him for fear that they might get tainted and painted with his brush, you're going to see national security and terrorism become the centerpiece and the hallmark of the fall campaign uttered by Republicans. And I predict that it will be launched on the backs of the memory of the victims of 9/11 in less than 2 weeks, when Mr. Bush shows up in New York for the express purpose of engaging in dialogue around that. And I think that'll be the day in which we all see what the rollout really will be. And it will be, we are strong on national security. Do anything other than elect Republicans, and you run the risk of encouraging bin Laden and all of his followers to step up and attack. Typical Republican tactics, which have worked in the last two elections. We must never forget that.
Will three times be the charm.
7:15 to 9:60, The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and Barry Weintraub here filling in for Will today. Some wisdom from the president. CNN's Bob Constantini coming up, and a couple of news headlines as well on 9:60, The Quake.
We'll succeed in spreading liberty, and as we do so, we can say that this generation did our duty and laid the foundation of peace for generations to come. If we leave the streets of Baghdad before the job is done, we will have to face the terrorists in our own cities. I believe there's an Almighty, and I believe the great gift of the Almighty to every man and woman on the earth is a desire to live in freedom.
At 9:60, The Quake. Good morning. Here's the latest from the newsroom. While you were sleeping, something happened on the Bay Bridge last night. Use the upper deck. You'll see that that tight curve that's right near the Fremont Street off-ramp has been removed. Nice straight drive now. Caltrans crews got the cones up earlier expected. It's been very well this morning. An environmental triumph has been achieved for the 8th largest economy on Earth and the 12th biggest generator of global warming pollution on Earth, too. Governor Schwarzenegger and Democrats in the legislature have reached a deal to make California the first state to impose a cap-and-trade policy on greenhouse gas emissions. That means a very clean company, basically, can sell pollution credits to dirtier ones. And a mess on the Dumbarton Bridge this morning. Originally a stall in the far right lane midspan westbound of the Dumbarton. Another car hit it. Now we have an accident, and we have stop-and-go traffic real slow behind it. Tow truck on the way. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, back up to the end of the parking lot. One other accident on the peninsula, 380, headed to 280, so that would be westbound, a stall in the left lane. Quake weather today. Real warm inland. Upper 60s coast, 70s, 80s around the bay, and in a couple of places like Antioch, Fairfield, the usual suspects, it could be near 100 this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. 7:17 at 9:60, The Quake.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with MetroPCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. MetroPCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
From Consumer Reports, Backup Drives. I'm Ernie Sprantz. Home computers hold a lot of which we care about, yet most of us are surprisingly cavalier about copying this often irreplaceable material to another location for safekeeping. With the cost of storage dropping, there is really no excuse not to back up your computer. For most, the best backup location is an external hard drive. Setting up an external drive does require a half hour or so and moderate technical knowledge, but it's easier than installing a second drive inside your computer, another backup option. The 10 drives Consumer Reports tested for the September issue varied in ease of use, mostly due to the design of their included software and design features. Best of the regular drives tested are the 250GB iOmega Black Series triple interface and the 300GB Seagate push-button backup. Both connect to a single computer via USB or FireWire port. The iOmega has excellent software for both Windows and Mac users. Cost $220. The Seagate has one-button backup and more generous tech support. It, too, comes with Mac software. Cost $260. For networked computers, look to the 250GB SimpleTech SimpleShare network-attached storage. It combines excellent software for PCs with unlimited tech support. Cost $300. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Stay on the offense and defeat the terrorists abroad so we do not have to face them here at home.
Yeah!
Because of the good work of our friends in Great Britain and some of our own help, we stopped a terrorist plot against the United States. This is the challenge of our time, and my most important duty, and the most important duty of our government, is to protect the American people.
7:21 at 9:60. The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Durst on vacation this week. Barry Weintraub filling in. Our number is 866-960-KQKE. Or if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up on the Contact Us link. It's on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Barry.
Hey, it's a thrill for me to be sitting here with Mayor Willie Brown and have this chance to talk to you all morning long. I know we've got Bob Constantini in just a moment. But before we went to the break, you were talking, Willie, just about what we just heard. How the president is just... Why is it... It's government by pep rally with President Bush. You know, it's like we're back in high school. But what I wanted to ask you is if you think that they're going to use this war on terror, as cover to steal another election. Because what I want to talk about, if we get some time during the day, is how for the last 5 years, the Republican Congress has rearranged the way votes are counted in the United States of America. And if they can pull off an upset, will they point to, on the morning after the election, the fact that terrorism was the issue that got them over the hump, instead of examining once again how the votes were counted the night before?
We will get to that at some point, but I've got to tell you, it's worked, it's worked, it's worked, and I fear it may work again.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got Bob Constantini from CNN on the line. He's in Washington, D.C. Hi, Bob. My name's Barry. A pleasure to meet you this morning. I'm here with the Mayor, Willie Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, as well.
Hello. How are you, Bob?
All righty.
And you are covering the president. Now, you're in D.C., but he's in Utah. What's going on?
Well, yes. I generally am based out of Washington. So, but the president is, you played a bit of sound from his late-night arrival last night at Salt Lake City Airport, where there was a rally. Some 2,000 people showed up. He's still very popular in Utah, and so it's a fitting background for him to try to bring this message to what will be the American Legion Convention a little later on today, in a speech, once again trying to outline his feelings and about the war on terror, why we should stay the course in Iraq, and trying to find this thread, and White House aides are telling us this. He's going to try to thread not only Iraq, but the September 11 attacks, but also things like the recent bombing plots in Great Britain that was exposed. All of it's going to be now part of this ideological struggle. You've heard the president mention a number of times Islamofascists. Well, he may or may not use that word today from what we understand, that phrasing. But he's going to say that this is now an ideological struggle, and then we have to stay in Iraq to complete that portion of the struggle, guys.
Bob Constantini from CNN on with Will and Willie, and I'm Barry filling in for Will. Bob, you know, what I just heard you do was recite the White House talking points.
Yes.
And you know what? As someone, I'm a stand-up comic by trade, and I get a little frustrated when I hear the media do that, because I feel the job of the media is to report the news and not to report what the president says. Right? So isn't the news basically that the president is once again changing his rationale for the war that he started, and that he's finding yet another spin to kind of gloss over the mistakes that he's made? Isn't that the real news here?
Well, you can. I don't think he's really necessarily changing the rationale for it, but he is trying to change the spin a bit. The feeling is that obviously it's not working when his approval ratings are hovering around 40% and the public support for the war is closer to 30%.
Yeah, 30%. That's not even both Bush twins at this point.
He's trying to, you know, get it down to the sort of soundbite level so that the American people will understand it. I mean, what he said in the rally last night in Salt Lake City is nothing. Terms that you haven't heard before from him. But again, the idea is to now make it just part of this overarching war against an ideology.
Okay, but here's what's bugging me. You know, he's using the airline plot that was broken up. Actually, it was announced early because for political purposes, the American government wanted it announced. But that plot was based in Pakistan, as have been most of the attacks and plots on the United States of America. And isn't it the job of the news media to point out that while he's telling us we're fighting the war in Iraq to defend ourselves from attacks on our streets, the real threat in our streets seems to be coming from Pakistan?
Well, it could be coming from Pakistan and from parts of Saudi Arabia, where these madras schools are, you know, turning out people who do not particularly care for the United States. That's for sure.
How delicately put was that?
But that's not going to be, you know, that's not something he's likely to point out, really. And of course, President Musharraf in Pakistan is considered by this president, President Bush, to be an ally in the war on terror.
Terrorist ally, you know, from iffy.
He himself would say, I mean, President Musharraf would say, well, he can't control a lot of portions of his country, and he really can't.
Right.
Bob, how effective has been the response by Harry Reid and others to the attacks from Rumsfeld of 2 days ago?
Well, yes, I worked on that yesterday, and, you know, Harry Reid came out with a statement, but Nancy Pelosi issued a statement. We had a conference call from Chuck Schumer, the New York senator who is leading the Democrats' Senate campaign efforts. They all came out to say that, you know, we're not interested in appeasing anyone. We just wish that the Secretary of State would give us a plan for getting out of Iraq, a plan for what the administration, you know, thinks Iraq will look like some point down the road. That's been their response, I think, by and large so far.
Bob Constantini with CNN. I'm Barry Weintraub filling in for Will Durst with the mayor, Willie Brown, and you're listening to The Quake. I just blanked on my question.
The callers out there, Barry, can participate and ask questions of the CNN's representative by dialing 866-960-5753. And we'll take your calls and we'll filter through them as best we can. You can obviously also email us, and John Scott will tell us exactly where you do that.
With pleasure, Willie. It's on the Contact Us link. It's right on the homepage at quakeradio.com, our website.
Bob, tell me this. What is the deal with the American Legion? I mean, what is their ties to the American military at this point?
Well, the American Legion, of course, is generally a veterans group. And it is generally perceived to be as more conservative, and the president usually will find a relatively receptive audience in front of this organization, and they have largely, from what I understand, veterans groups do support this war on terror. They have issues at times with the president about how veterans affairs are going, but by and large, you know, he's going to find a friendly reception to this in this audience later on today.
There is a certain high school pep rally nature to the way the president is spinning the media this morning, isn't there?
A pep rally nature is you got a taste of it last night at the airport there in Salt Lake City. But you know, again, Utah is clearly a red state, and it's it's going to be that way for a long time. The president was greeted by a number of the politicians there, Senators Hatch and Bennett. But it is worth noting that the mayor of Utah is a Democrat and is going to be leading the protests outside the convention center.
Right. I understand the governor's office in Utah actually presented tickets to the folks and built that rally, that crowd down there at the airport, right?
Well, I suppose that's typical of how these things go.
There's no question. You always make sure that the rally is made up of very friendly faces.
Supporters.
And very friendly people. Bush?
Mr. Mayor,
only
you may
goes,
understand that, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. I've done a few of those. Bush only goes to red states. He doesn't go to blue states at all.
No, he is not. The uniter who is not a divider has divided his audiences into those who will support him and those who won't, right? We're talking with Bob Constantini, CNN, who covers the White House. I'm Barry Weintraub, filling in for Will Durst with the mayor, Willie Brown. You're listening to The Quake. I hear music in my ears. What does that mean?
That means John Scott's coming in just a few seconds to give us an update on the weather, an update on all the news that counts, and then finally, of course, to tell you about traffic. Well, that's always important to people moving around on the bridges and on the roadways in the Bay Area so early in the morning.
Well, we want to thank Bob Constantini for his chat with us this morning, and let's move on to John Scott. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
At 9:60, The Quake. Good morning. Here's the latest from the newsroom. California will become the first state in the nation to require industries to lower their greenhouse gas emissions under a deal struck yesterday between Governor Schwarzenegger and Democrats in the legislature. This could dramatically reshape our state's economy. Here's how it's going to work. After weeks of intense negotiations and just a few hours after Schwarzenegger threatened to veto the bill, Democrats and the governor announced an agreement on legislation that sends the state on a very different environmental path than the Bush administration has. Here's how this is going to lay out. By 2020, when industries would have to lower carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by 25%, solar panels, alternative fuels, and electric cars could be commonplace, according to advocates of the legislation. Two of San Francisco's more charming annual events. One of them takes place at noon today. The Franciscan Friars at St. Boniface Church are holding their annual taxicab and driver blessing ceremony. It's on Golden Gate Avenue. And safe rides for all of us today. Now let's check the freeways in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. It's 7:31. Report brought to us by Hornblower Cruises. Here's what's happened in the Bay Area. Originally a stall, it got hit by another car, and now it's an accident. 84, Dumbarton Bridge westbound, mid-span. Tow truck will try and get it cleaned out in a little while, but as you can expect, pretty slow behind it. Walnut Creek, 24 eastbound, coming up to 680 interchange. Might be on fire. Cars sitting in the center divide. Stall still in the left lane, 380 westbound, headed over to 280. Metering lights on. Pockets of heavy traffic on the upper deck, but it's actually better because the westbound lanes have been reconfigured around the Fremont Street off-ramp. Cars getting through there okay. 57 BART trains on time. Be the office hero. Win a company holiday party for 20 co-workers. Enter the Hornblower Cruises and events. Be the office hero sweepstakes. Just simply cruise over to hornblower.com for details. No purchase necessary. Discover why Hornblower is always a pleasure. You can check real-time local traffic at our website, quakeradio.com. Bay Area weather today, warm. Well, we'll call it hot inland. 60s coast, almost to 70. 70s and 80s around the bay and near 100 inland. 7:32, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
For over 20 years, the Plant Warehouse, located at 1461 Pine Street, has specialized in large and unusual foliage plants for your home and business. They now have a second store with more plants and accessories. Celebrate the new 1628 California Street location this Labor Day and receive 20% off everything. This is a Labor Day only special. Call 415-885-1515. That's 415-885-1515 or stop by the new 1628 California Street address.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
On Sunday, September 10th, the San Francisco Zoo is proud to host the first annual Latino Heritage Celebration. Join them for a day of entertainment featuring live music by Jose Luis Orozco. There will also be dance groups, delicious foods, and unique crafts for your family to enjoy. You can even see one of their baby bears play with a piñata filled with its favorite food, or allow their zookeepers to introduce you to an animal from Latin America. All on September 10th at the San Francisco Zoo. Presented by Fisher Price. For more information, visit sfzoo.org.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Crystal clear sound shine through HD radio. Wow, discover it.
960 The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America Network.
I do not need to explain why I say things. That's the interesting thing about being the president. Maybe somebody needs to explain to me why they say something, but I don't feel like I owe anybody an explanation.
736 at 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Ray Weintraub filling in for Will today. Our number is 866-960-KQKE. Just had a few minutes with CNN's Bob Constantini talking about Bush and what's going on. Larry in Oakland. You're on with Barry and Mayor Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
Larry, what's happening? All right. I'm not hearing anything, but we'll just keep talking until we do hear something. And I'm assuming I'm going out over the air, Mr. Mayor.
Of course you're going out over the air.
All right.
Larry just dropped out, that's all.
We'll get back to Larry. I wanted to ask you, Mr. Mayor, about this latest revelation from Richard Armitage, who was the number two guy under Colin Powell at the State Department, that it turns out he inadvertently was the source of the whole Valerie Plame CIA leak, which I love this story because it's printed. It's by David Korn and Michael Iskoff, have a new book out. And Korn is reputedly a left-wing reporter, but every now and then he seems to be giving cold comfort to the enemy. And just the way that they phrase it, that Armitage was concerned that he read Novak's second column when he said something about his source being no partisan gunslinger, and said, oh my God, I think he's talking about me. What do you think this is a legitimate story? What's your take on this?
I would say that once the special prosecutor started to investigate, to try to determine whether or not the efforts made to silence Joseph Wilson, to discredit Joseph Wilson, because he was an early critic of the war and the justification for that war that was going on in Iraq. He had been the State Department official who had said, let's be clear, there absolutely is no evidence that is being touted as accurate by Mr. Bush. There's no source for that evidence. You recall Mr. Bush had something in one of his State of the Union addresses that had some flavor to
it. 16 words, the famous 16 words about yellow cake uranium in an African nation, which turned out to be nice.
And Joseph Wilson was a great critic of all of that. And he had credentials and credibility to do it. And as usual, as you said earlier, Karl Rove's method of dealing with issues of this nature is to discredit the source,
absolutely,
not the information. And to discredit Joseph Wilson, you had to go about finding a clever way. And what they found was his wife, a member of the CIA, who allegedly had been sent to Africa for the purpose of supplying the information that Wilson ultimately used. And they wanted to discredit that completely, questioning the motives of Wilson under the circumstances.
Right. They tried to find a connection, whether or not she had been the reason Joe Wilson was sent down there.
And they had this elaborate scheme that unfolded, resulting in some serious attention given to Karl Rove as being potentially the source, serious attention given to others in the White House, including the man who was the chief of staff for Dick Cheney, as being the source. And then, of course, reporters, one after another, stepped up to the plate, first asserting reporters' privilege not to communicate the source, and then getting permission from the source to tell them. We don't know till this day what Tim Russert actually said when he went before that grand jury. We don't know till this day what some of the other people said. We know that Judith Miller did not say anything because she ended up going to jail.
85 days.
That is right. And then, of course, there was one other person on the reporter side who...
Shapiro, I think, over at the USA Today.
And then that guy Cooper.
Oh, Cooper. It was Cooper, not Cooper. Shapiro. Matt Cooper.
Right.
That's right.
Cooper. Matt Cooper had some trouble therein. And all this time, this little mysterious figure, Robert Novak, is out there, always with tongue in cheek, never saying a word. However, at every point, being an extension of the administration, just as Judith Miller was an extension of the administration. Lo and behold, a year and a half later, before Scooter is to be tried, before the fall elections, suddenly you find somebody stepping up to the plate and saying, I'm the guy.
Right. Well, you know, and I didn't realize it.
If he was the guy, why didn't he tell folk that a long time ago and save America all this money? No, he's the guy because they need to have a way to avoid Cheney having to testify. They need to have a way avoiding a whole series of things that may very well lead up to the White House and to the man who said, if anybody leaks from the White House, they will be fired. They will no longer work for me.
That was a classic Bush move. And then you go, yes. What about Roe? He's like, let me finish. What I meant to say was, if they leak and we prove that they leak, wait, let me finish. Okay, they've got to be convicted. Let me finish. And you know what we left out? I'm Barry Weintraub, by the way, filling in for Will Durst. It's such a thrill to be sitting here with Mayor Willie Brown. What always left out when the right-wingers talk about this case is that there is a federal prosecutor who's been looking into this for 2 years, and a lot of what we know is not left-wing conjecture. It's stuff that we know because it's been released in court papers. You know, Louis Libby is indicted not for his involvement in the crime.
Call the guy Scooter.
Scooter.
I like that name for a guy that age.
Right, to be called Scooter. You know, I always wondered, why did Judith Miller spend 85 days in prison for Scooter Libby? I wondered if there was something going on between those two. I was happy. I'm glad she was in prison for 85 days because she kind of did the reverse spin of what the freedom of the press is all about. She wasn't protecting a source that leaked information that was trying to help the United States of America. She was actually protecting a source that released information that was almost, treason in the United States of America. But Scooter has been indicted and will be tried not for his connections to the actual leak, but to lying about what he knew about the leak. No one would tell this prosecutor anything about the actual story.
And that's what's so mysterious about all of this. If the person who is now saying, I am the leaker, why was it necessary for any of those people to lie when they went before the grand jury?
Right.
Why would you attempt to cover up if you don't have to cover up, if there's no need to cover up, or if you're not part of anything that needs to be covered up? And as the story is unfolding, if you believe that to be the story, it's obviously means Karl Rove didn't have anything to cover up. No reason to talk to him five times before the grand jury.
Right.
The scooter didn't have anything to cover up. No reason to talk to him several times before the grand jury and then indict him. And the whole series of others whose matters are still pending for investigatory purposes. No need to do that. But this administration, again, changing the nature of the focus from what is to what is to what is. And that's why keeping it real is so important.
It is. And you hit on an important point. This really is about keeping Cheney from testifying, not in the criminal case, but now Valerie Plame has launched a civil case where she's actually going after these players in a civil lawsuit, and she wants to depose them all. She wants Cheney in the chair. She wants Rove in the chair. She wants Libby in her chair before he gets in the witness stand. And she wants to get to the bottom of this thing through depositions, and they're trying to avoid that. And I think that's why this Armitage story is breaking.
It's and a convenient. Local California lawyer, Barry, is handling the case, a fellow from right down here near the airport, Joe Couchet, who has been a premier lawyer on the litigation side, consumer lawyers, and he represents this woman, and he says, this is not about money. You will not be able to settle this case by offering us money. You're going to settle this case by revealing to the American people what you actually did.
That'll be great to
see. And so this is a story not yet complete to be told. And Barry, I'm glad to have you here because you raised it and I got a chance to talk about it.
It's a thrill to be
here. Those of you out there that might want to talk about it, call us at 866-960-5753. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, featuring Barry Weintraub.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
7:45 at 9:60, The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The Bay Area and its transit agencies are gearing up for the big-time closure of the lower deck of the Bay Bridge this weekend. And we've learned the BART trains are going to run around the clock through Monday night. Normally, BART service ends at midnight, but Caltrans is going to pick up the tab for the train service to be, so to speak, nonstop. After midnight, BART trains will be running, but only hourly, and only 14 of their 43 stations will be open. You can get a timetable downloaded at BART.gov. Unite Here, Local 2 and the San Francisco Multi-Employer Group, that's a group that represents management of 13 San Francisco hotels, has been in union contract negotiations for more than 2 years since the contract last expired. A week ago on Friday, rank and file voted to go on strike if they need to. There's a rally this afternoon, 4:15 at Market and 4th Street, next to the Four Seasons Hotel. Quake traffic, Mesa, Novato now, 101 southbound. And that's happening just after DeLong, it looks like. Blocking the right lane, overturn on its roof. This could be a SIG alert soon. We'll keep you updated. Dumbarton Bridge, westbound. Very slow, turned into an accident midspan, was a stall, and traffic's pretty heavy behind it. The metering lights are on the back up to the 880 overcross. Very hot day inland this afternoon. Quake weather, mostly sunny after a little bit of morning fog. And Bay Area highs, 60s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay, and near 100 inland. 7:46, keeping it real with Will, and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian.
Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Okay, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Ever dream of going from 0 to 60? Where would you go fast? Get behind the wheel of the new 2006 Mitsubishi Eclipse GT from East Bay Mitsubishi and feel the thrill. That 263-horsepower engine, it's yours with 60 monthly payments of $1,667 per 1,000 financed at 0% APR. This offer is going fast. The new East Bay Mitsubishi at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com, 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD Radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD Radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD Radio purchases for free. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD Radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
The view from the left for people like us. 960, The Quake.
And I'd like to know if somebody in my White House did leak sensitive information. As you know, I've been outspoken on leaks. Whether they happen in the White House or happen in the administration or happen on Capitol Hill, they can be very damaging.
7:50 at 9:60, The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Durst on vacation this week. Barry Weintraub is very capably filling in. Coming up in the next hour, Barbara Ehrenreich, author, has a new book out. She'll speak with us later on. Bob Summery, Brugman, Bruce from the Bay Guardian, and also David Spark here with the People's Interest. That's all coming up, Mr. Mayor.
And at all, as always, when we reach this particular time in this three-hour show, you get the burst of Durst. By then, Will has had his coffee. Will has been reminded that he's been up since 4 a.m., and Will is hot to trot and ready to roll. He's not here today, though. He's off in Bora Bora celebrating 25 years of marriage with Debbie. We have, however, from the archives, a burst of Durst. Hang on.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. It's like a train wreck. Brutal, gruesome, but you know what? You can't take your eyes off of it. You guys all remember yesterday, lots of confused news about the diverted DC-bound UA-923 flight from Heathrow. Well, muddled is a normal state for Fox News, which all by itself, I mean, come on, let's start there. Fox News, an oxymoron on the order of Motel 6 Presidential Suite, or Lodi, California Luxury Resort Guide, or McDonald's Nutrition Chart. Anyhow, during all the bedlam yesterday, about the lady who might have carried on board a screwdriver and some Vaseline, huh? A Fox News reporter cautioned his viewers, She could be a member of Hezbollah. We don't know.
No! You don't know! That's the point! So shut the hell up! She could be many things. She could be a macaca, which is a genus of squirrel monkey, or if you're Virginia Senator George Allen, a diminutive endearment. She could be a sentient form of plant life, using 14-foot-long stretches of barbed kudzu as limbs. We don't know! Why didn't you tell the audience?
She could be a Fox News correspondent. We don't know. These are the same people who last week called Democrats the Al-Qaeda Party. Okay, that's it. That's it. I've had what we should do is keep these people from infiltrating actual news markets and restrict their viewers to only brain-dead, cretinous toads who only want to hear what they already believe in the first place. Oh. Wait, never mind. I guess that's who's listening. Anyhow, once again, the beauty of the free marketplace. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
Barry, we get the great benefit of being part of that applause group because Will does such a great job when he puts the Burst of Durst together. It's been archived here at 960 The Quake, and people out there that want all a Burst of Durst for the entire 8 months that we've been doing this, you can just get it. Go to quakeradio.com, click on Burst of Durst Archives, and you're there. You get it, you find it, and you can listen and hear and be in amusement and wonderment, as I often am. I just grabbed a piece of paper, Barry.
What do you got there?
Thank you, by the way, for hanging in here with us. You came in as a guest early in the week, and we dragged you back to make you part of the show.
It's fun.
And let
me
tell you, you are a true professional.
I'm having a great time.
You're well prepared and well informed. And I got in my hands a Charles Barkley interview.
That's what I'm reading here.
Tell us what is this?
Well, first of all, Barkley is running for governor in Alabama, apparently. I didn't realize that. I mean, he talked about it for years. I guess it's actually happening. Of course, the story in the past had been a black man who was in the Republican Party. Well, he's changed his party affiliation. Now he's a Democrat because he says the Republicans have lost their mind.
And he has some choice words to say on the basis of what he says is the lost mind, religion.
Right. Religious people in general are so discriminatory, says Barkley, against other people that it really disturbs him. His idea of religion is we all love and respect. We all sin, but we still have common decency and respect for other people. So right now he says he's struggling with his idea of what religion is.
Well, you know, I've not heard Charles Barkley so clear as he is in this particular interview. In the past, he's been, like many people in his profession, the world of basketball and that kind of entertainment, they've been just kind of not terribly relevant and not terribly practical, and sometimes they don't make sense. He says something in here about what Democrats have been doing for the last 2 years vis-a-vis Bush. What exactly is that?
He says they're criticizing a guy who can't run again. And I guess he did this with the Chris Myers interview on Fox Sports. He says, so they spent the last 2 years criticizing him instead of saying things aren't right and this is our game plan. And he's so right on that. You know, it's okay to point out when the president's making mistakes, but here's what the Democrats need to do. And we need more of this, you know, in radio as well, an agenda for the future. I actually have been putting my own together just in case I decide to run for president. I call it the USA for the USA, a usable, sensible agenda. It's not enough just to point out what the other side's doing wrong. You've got to lead. You have to tell America where you want to take this country. How are you going to fix this country? And if it takes a former NBA MVP to make that point, then so be it. He's terrific, Barkley. He speaks his mind.
And the fact that he switched from being a Republican to a Democrat is amusing for me, because Charles was so critical of Democrats and Democratic candidates during the last 3 or 4 years. Some people tried to make him out to be something less than a talent that could be respected and could be looked at as a potential candidate. Now, all of a sudden, coming from a different world, the basketball world, with celebrity status and with resources and with some name recognition, the Democrats may very well have a candidate for public office who can win.
It would be something to see. I'm not really sure how serious his run is, but, you know, the governor of California is a former movie actor, so anything can happen. You don't know. He spoke out on gay marriage, too. He says he thinks if they want to get married, God bless them, gay marriage is probably 1% of the population, so it's not like it's going to be an epidemic. And then he told Chris Myers, I'm never going to kiss you and say, Chris, you're sexy.
Well, but, you know, being for gay marriage in Alabama may not be exactly what you want to be tagged with. If you're a serious candidate for governor that state.
I've always thought that people who are afraid of gay marriage, if the idea of gay people having sex is annoying to them, they should encourage marriage amongst gay people. Well, and I'll tell you why. Because everyone knows once they get married, the sex is going to stop. I'm Barry Weintraub. I'm working with Willie Brown this morning, filling in for Will Durst here on The Quake.
And, I knew we'd get a joke out of you before the day was over. That music says we're at the top of the hour. Always at the top of the hour, for those of you about to drive to work, you preset in your car on 960 The Quake. You've got your telephone on speed dial, just in case you want to get to us at 866-960-5753. We, of course, will be back because we want to know what's happening in the news. And it's going to be delivered to you in rapid fire.
Barbara Ehrenreich.
Stick around.
Yeah, Barbara Ehrenreich coming up after the break.
And Bruce Brugman is later on. Bob, so
do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Tropical Storm Ernesto should hit the Carolina coast tonight, and rain will be the big story, and now a hurricane watch has been posted for the Carolinas. Todd Kimberlane at the National Hurricane Center says over the next few days, a lot of rain likely will be wrung out over the mid-Atlantic.
It's going to begin to interact with the weather system from up north, and as that occurs, the threat for excessive rainfall will begin to develop. That may be a second story that we hear about in the news here before too long.
Ernesto's winds now are about 55 miles an hour. Along the west coast of Mexico, resorts are getting lashed by Hurricane John. Most of the storm staying out to sea, but it's aiming directly at the resort town of Cabo San Lucas in Baja California, and thousands of local residents there are being told to evacuate. CNN's Harris Whitbeck tells us many tourists there simply will have to ride out the storm in their hotels.
Many of those tourists are already trying to get back home, many of them, of course, to the United States, but most of the flights to the United States are already oversold.
What, if anything, will happen to Iran? Today's the deadline imposed by the UN for it to stop its nuclear program. Show no sign of backing down. And what if the UN drags its feet on sanctions? CNN's Richard Roth says U.S. officials have at least considered a contingency plan.
It's possible the U.S. will gather its own so-called coalition of the willing, though it has publicly downplayed that prospect. They don't want to give up on having the Security Council, the voice of the international community, speak out on Iran and sanctions. So that option is not number one at the moment.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending last month rose at its fastest pace since January. Spending was up 0.8%, and personal income was up 0.5%. The government also reports factory orders were down in July by 0.6%. That's the biggest drop in 3 months. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fine.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
804 at 960. The Quake, I'm John Scott, and this report brought to us by the Sleep Train. Sig alert issued 580 westbound right before the 80 interchange. Motorcycle down, car down, third and fourth lanes down at the moment. Westbound 24 is going to be slow from the MacArthur BART station all the way up to the maze. And once you get past all of it, the metering lights are on. About a 10-minute wait back up to the 880 overcross. Newark, Dumbarton Bridge, westbound, right between Paseo Padre Parkway and Midspan. Earlier stall, which turned into an accident, just got cleared out a little while ago. And so things are getting better through there. 280 southbound after Alamania, crash blocks the right lane. At Sleep Train this week only, you pay no interest till January 2009 on approved credit with the purchase of any premium mattress set. You'll save big as the top brands battle it out to see who can give you the best price. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, QuakeRadio.com. It's 8:05. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Our phone number, 866-960-KQKE, or send us an email. Love to hear from you on the Contact Us link at QuakeRadio.com. In just a moment, author Barbara Ehrenreich will join us. Bob Summerby later on this hour. We were talking basketball before the break, and we have the great Charles Barkley, former Republican, possible Democrat, possible candidate.
I always just march to the beat of my own drum. Hey, people like me, God bless them, thank you. They don't,
I have never said anything that wasn't true.
I apologize for playing like crap, but I couldn't get motivated. I ain't gonna lie.
He's a bad official. He's been bad the whole time I've been in the league. I hate he came back.
I would personally like to tell all y'all out there who bastards to kiss my
what's that word I'm thinking of?
You know, testosterone. Testosterone.
Man, get away from me. I'm asking you guys to get away from me.
I wasn't going to hit him. I don't hit people unless it's late at night.
Let there be no conflict in America. If you bother me, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Is when he worked as a professional basketball player. You know, Barry, you said he's running for governor.
I made a mistake on that. He's thinking of running for governor in Alabama.
And the totality of his interview apparently was a pretty good one, because he really did say, I don't think I know something about everything, but I certainly know how to find people who will be able to give me advice, and I will make an honest and fair decision each time I take the step. What more could you ask for a man who obviously is looking for work? Maybe he should talk to the author that's waiting on the line, Barry.
Barbara Ehrenreich is with us. That's right. The author of Bait and Switch and, of course, Nickel and Dimed. Barbara, welcome to the Will and Willie Show. I'm Barry Weintraub filling in for Will Durst on The Quake. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hi, Barry. An honor to be with you, Mayor Brown.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good.
Good. The new book, Bait and Switch.
Mm-hmm.
What's the theme and the tone?
The theme or the conclusion is it's not easy in the middle class these days. The last book, Nickel and Dimed, was about the working poor, the lower end of the wage-earning working class. Bait and Switch takes a look at white-collar unemployment. The constant churning in and out of jobs that goes on in the white-collar world today. And I did this one the same way I'd done Bait and Nickel and Dimed, really, by going undercover into the situation myself. I became a white-collar job seeker so that I could explore the surreal world of middle-class people who are trying to get back in after a layoff or a downsizing or an outsourcing.
And how does a white-collar job seeker do that these days? How do you get a new job?
There's no trick. That's the trouble. Everybody will tell you they've got the strategy. If you just pay them some money, they'll do it for you or they'll pump you up. I'm talking about career coaches, special boot camps for job seekers. There's just networking groups, all kinds of things you can spend your money on. But nobody knows. Maybe you work on your resume. You perfect that. And then it turns out the companies don't read resumes anymore. They have computer programs that scan them. Or you're told network, you know, well, you can have all the contacts in the world, and that doesn't necessarily lead to an appropriate new job.
Barbara Ehrenreich is the guest. Bait and Switch is the book. I want to stop you because you said they have computer programs that scan resumes. How does that work?
Well, I don't know about the technological side of it, but it's part of the growing impersonality of the corporate world in the way it treats people. Like today, we got the news at Radio Shack. Fired or laid off, 400 people by email. You know, there's no kind of courtesy or human sense to any of this.
Yeah, we have that story right here. 400 workers dismissed immediately as part of a job planned job cuts. They're going to lay off 400 to 450 total folks. Have you used any of these new technologies for getting a job, like what are they called, Monster.com or things of that nature?
Oh, I use them all, of course.
And how did that work for you?
You know what I got? Silence. A massive silence. I applied also online myself to many corporations, smaller companies, everything. And mostly you hear nothing. It's part of this, I would say, rising corporate incivility. You don't even get a rejection. And after a while, you start feeling really invisible.
The job market is still as it has always been, and that is, it's who you know?
That's what they tell you, but I'm not so sure that that works either. Because what some people would tell me, among the job seekers I met, is that once you've lost a job, some people aren't going to bother returning your phone calls anymore. You know, you're toast.
Well, we politicians experience that quite often.
Yeah, talk about job insecurity.
Yes, thank you.
Barbara Ehrenreich is our guest on the line this morning, the author of Bait and Switch, which also, does it look at the fact that minimum wage or the income that a lot of people earn these days is hardly enough to live on, Barbara? Is that one of the issues that you look at?
That's the theme of Nickel and Dimed, my earlier book, which is still available.
Nice plug.
The intention is that a lot of people who lose their white-collar jobs may end up in these very low-paid blue-collar jobs. Like one woman I met was an IT marketing person. All right, a lot of skills, experience. She ended up cleaning apartments for months and months when she could not get another white-collar job.
Isn't it, wouldn't the advice be that if you do lose your job, start all over?
Well, how are you going to do that?
You go back to the beginning.
Supposing you reach the advanced age of 45 or 50. You know, a lot of people do invest then in a further degree, hoping that will help them. It's no guarantee. But it's hard, you know, they don't really want you when you're over a certain age, which is a big problem.
Well, the economy...
You're around from job to job, and then you reach the age where you're considered unemployable.
Yeah.
Where can people get their hands on Bait and Switch?
I hope they can at a bookstore, and I would also invite people to visit my website, BarbaraErenreich.com, and to visit a new organization's new draft website, UnitedProfessionals.org, where we're trying to do something about these problems.
Well, you know, you've been out there for a while. You did it on the Bait and Switch, and you did it on the first book, Query. Have you ever touched a resume that was 100% true?
I wondered about that. My resume was about 100% false because I was undercover.
Yes.
But, you know, you're encouraged in a way by your career coaches to exaggerate, to put in fluff, to put in stuff that is meaningless. Like one career coach gave me a personality test where it turned out I had a kind of take charge personality. On other tests, I turned out not to be so great. But anyway, she said, put that in your resume. I said, what?
you know, Barbara, I went through one of those just as a test, and I didn't tell people what I did for a living or anything like that, and they didn't recognize me. And at the end of the test process, they said, you're going to make a perfect undertaker.
Well, if you want another career, Mr. Mayor, you always have that shot. Barbara Ehrenreich, thank you so much for being with us on the Will and Willie Show. The book is Bait and Switch. You can get it at the bookstores and I'm sure on the Internet. And is Nickel and Dimed coming out in a movie form or a video form?
The rights have been sold. We'll see how
that goes.
There is a play, though. A wonderful play by the San Francisco playwright Joan Holden.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us this morning, Barbara.
All right, Barbara. Nice to talk to you.
8:13 and 9:60, The Quake. You guys want to listen to the president for a couple minutes?
Yeah, could we?
Can we talk over him?
President Bush speaking to the American Legion in Salt Lake City. Let's listen in.
Here's the president. Now,
earlier this year, the Senate voted on a constitutional amendment to ban flag desecration. We came within a single vote of passing it. The administration looks forward to continuing to working with the American Legion to make sure we get this important protection in the Constitution of the United States of America. Your organization supported another good piece of legislation called the Respect for America's Fallen Heroes Act. This bill ensures that families of fallen service members will not have to endure protests during military funerals.
The protests are from the Right to Life people, which is his support group. But they're applauding that anyhow. Mr. Mayor, you know why they don't want to burn the flag? They plan on wrapping themselves in it later. It would be uncomfortable.
We'll continue to work to locate the men and women in uniform whose fate is still undetermined, our prisoners of war, and personnel missing in action. We will not forget these brave Americans. We must not rest until we've accounted for every soldier, sailor, airman, Coast Guardsman, and Marine, and we will always honor their courage.
Are we breaking news? Is there a big MIA issue that we haven't been reporting?
At this hour, a new generation of Americans in uniform is showing great courage in defending our freedom in the first war of the 21st century. I know that Legionnaires are following this war closely, especially those of you with family and friends who wear our uniform. The images that come back from the front lines are striking and sometimes unsettling. When you see innocent civilians ripped apart by suicide bombs, or families buried inside their homes, the world can seem engulfed in purposeless violence. The truth is, there is violence, but those who cause it have a clear purpose. When terrorists murder at the World Trade Center, or car bombers strike in Baghdad, or hijackers plot to blow up planes over the Atlantic, or terrorist militias shoot rockets at Israeli towns, they are all pursuing the same objective: to turn back the advance of freedom.
We're listening to President George Bush. It's the Will and Willie Show on The Quake. He's speaking to the American Legion, who prior to this week was best known for Legionnaire's disease, which felled people back, 10, 15 years ago?
In Philadelphia.
But He's trying to drum up support. It's campaign season. We're approaching Labor Day, which means the midterm elections are coming up. So the president's trying to recertify his bona fides as a tough leader, Mayor Brown, and he's doing it in front of the friendliest audience he could find. He couldn't even get his family together to cheer for him this way. But he's out there swinging.
But you know, you got to give him a little bit of credit, Barry. He looks good.
He does.
He delivers the word. Because we better. Here in the studio, we can actually see.
That's right. We've got a TV set. Here.
Absolutely. CNN has dialed us in, and I assume Bush is doing this all over the nation.
It's the Will and Willie Show on the Quake. I'm Barry Weintraub filling in for Will Durst with Mayor Willie Brown this morning. A lot of things in the news. The president is out there flacking, trying to get a little support going. There's a strange story brewing in Great Britain, Mr. Mayor, that Channel 4, one of the independent stations over there, is going to air a drama that they've created about a theoretical Bush assassination.
You know, I saw that, and when I first saw Channel 4, I was thinking, Kron? I know they are in bad shape, but I didn't realize that they were in resort to
that's any, a rating stunt.
But then it turns out to be a very bad taste, in my opinion. That's a very bad taste programming. I certainly wouldn't want anybody talking about assassinating the mayor.
Now, those stories and more coming up. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and Barry Weintraub filling in on the Quake. It's 8:18. Here's the latest from the 960 The Quake Newsroom. California will become the first state in the country to require industries to lower greenhouse gas emissions. This is a pretty big deal, and the deal was struck between the Schwarzenegger administration and legislative Democrats, and it's going to lower by 2020 greenhouse gas emissions in California down to 1990 levels, and those who are backing the legislation say we could see alternative fuels, electric cars, and more solar panels, and this could be the model for other states around the country as well. The Oakland A's are not moving to the South Bay. It's over, according to the co-owner of the team, Lou Wolf. He spoke to the San Jose Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce meeting yesterday and said, basically, that's done. The A's are continuing to look at a site that's owned by Cisco Systems next to the NUMMI plant in Fremont. They haven't finished the financing yet, but Lou Wolf says they're still working on it. Quake traffic at the moment. A little slow on the Dumbarton Bridge. An earlier stall turned into a crash, now cleared out, but it's still a little bunched up through there. An overturned car on its roof on the right shoulder at DeLong just got cleared on 101 southbound through Novato, and things will improve through there. Motorcycle was down, had the third and fourth lanes blocked on westbound 580 before you come up to the maze, but they cleared it quickly. The motorcyclist, thank goodness, was okay. Westbound 24 is still slow from Telegraph when you get up to the Bay Bridge maze, back up to the 880 overcross. They've reconfigured those lanes, by the way, on the upper deck this morning, and things are moving quite well. Quake weather, mostly sunny, light morning fog. It'll be warm on the coast with highs near 70, 70s and 80s around the bay and near 100 inland. It's 8:19. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advances in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit comcast.com to get connected today.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what...
It's 8:22. Good morning. 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Barry Weintraub filling in for the vacationing Will Durst. Durst back on Monday, by the way, later on this hour. Bob Summerby, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, Bruce Brugman from the Bay Guardian will join us. The boys were thinking about what's going on in television in Great Britain. We have Desperate Housewives and Lost, but what they show on British television sometimes is markedly different from soap operas to this particular show, gentlemen. We'll pick up from there. The Assassination of the President.
Yeah, John, the British are going to do a show, Channel 4, independent network out there, and they're calling it Death of a President, shot in the form of a documentary examining the theoretical or the fictional assassination, and it's going to blend archival footage and computer-generated special effects to portray Bush in October 2007, arriving in Chicago during an anti-war rally. And, Mr. Mayor, this brings to mind, you know, my mind works in strange ways, which sometimes makes me money and sometimes gets me in trouble. And here's what bothers me about the Bush administration. These are people, Cheney in particular, right, who are working so hard to concentrate power in the executive branch, to take power, to run this country as an autocracy. And yet, when I look at the political landscape, they don't have an heir apparent. They don't have someone who they plan or that we know of to hand this power to. And this is a group that has been, you know, grease on the palms of all of their corporate cronies. We went to war that cost this country thousands of lives and billions of dollars. But the people at the very top have made a fortune at Halliburton and at Carlyle Group and at Bechtel, right? So here's, I've had this horrible feeling for a long time that something like this fictional drama might actually be real, and that the only way Dick Cheney could ever become president of the United States would be to assume that office in the face of a horrible tragedy, one where the president was killed by terrorists. And of course, if that were to happen, the vice president, whose popularity is what, maybe 20% now, would instantly have 90% popularity. No one in his own party would dare challenge him in a primary. And it would make any national election very close because they'd be able to hit all these themes again. You know, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. And I don't know, as I read the story about the Channel 4 in Britain coming up with a fictionalized version of an assassination, it just gets my mind working. I wonder if you have any thoughts of that.
Well, for those out there on the Quake that are listening on 960, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, you should know that we're blessed this morning with a visit and co-hosting, replacing Will Durst, who's in Bora Bora, Barry Weintraub. Barry Weintraub, by profession, is a journalist, first and foremost. He's a comedian who chose that route to assist in his becoming a journalist. And from his capacity as a journalist, he's become a writer, a producer, and clearly an exhaustive thinker. And when he says to me, my mind works differently, you just saw and heard his mind working differently. The incredible conspiracy that would have to have been engulfed this administration, Barry, in order to come forward with such an elaborate, incredible plot is certainly interesting from a dialogue standpoint. The English who are doing the show on Channel 4 in London that we are referring to, maybe, just maybe, the totality of their program leads to that conclusion. Because in the blurb that have been supplied to us about the show, they don't exactly say how it ends. It does, however, happen in 2007, which precedes the 2008 presidential elections.
Right.
So your comments may very well be quite accurate from the standpoint of pure, unadulterated fiction. My problem, though, with all of this is I really think that it is unhealthy to, in this society, to be speculated about some terrible act, some really drastically act, some tragic kind of activity of this nature. It's so reprehensible to me that I fear even dialoguing about it.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of scary to even think that such a thing could be possible. And I guess, you know, after a few years of Cheney as vice president, anything is possible. This is a guy who clearly was at the nexus of outing a CIA operative. Everything you read, you know, I will never forget a couple of months ago when Abu Ghraib was still in the news. You know, we have what I call the tsunami of Sirs. There's so many bad things that happen, and it hits you so many times you can't even keep track. But you remember the Abu Ghraib situation, and then Guantanamo. And Bush had actually said on a Friday that he was hoping he could close Guantanamo down. Cheney canceled the vacation, came back, did all the talk shows that Sunday, saying that we would never close Guantanamo. And I seem to remember a time where the President of the United States was the one who had the last word. But this is, you know, this is kind of a graphic example of how Cheney has really usurped the President's power. And I rarely get the chance to use usurped before 8:30 in the morning.
Well, you know, Cheney, it's kind of amazing. You recall that at the outset of the Bush administration, he was designated in the candidate mode to go find a candidate for vice president to run with George Bush.
Absolutely.
He led that investigation. He went through all of the whole portfolio of the American people, and he came away with the conclusion that he, Dick Cheney, was the best. Although he didn't submit himself to any interview, he only talked to the collection of people that ultimately became a part of the president's cabinet. And I think at that time, the agenda was Jeb Bush out of Florida to be the next generation of the Bushes that would be president. But then Jeb and whatever he did with Miss Harris and whatever he did with some other things there in Florida created a problem. And so your scenario about the elevation of Cheney from a lowly acceptable 19th percentile to something much greater than that is worth at least a fictional review.
You know, one more footnote on Cheney picking Cheney. And I wonder how that went. Do you think he went to Bush and said, I think the guy you're looking for is Dick Cheney? And Bush went, can we get him? Here's one footnote.
No, do you know him?
Right, do you know him? Cheney will always point out that he had to sell his shares in Halliburton, which we later found out he didn't sell them all, because he ran for vice president. He never points out he chose himself to run. He sold those shares and the stock tanked right after he took the nomination for vice president. But it's been built back up. Why? Because of all the billions and billions of dollars that our preemptive war has provided to his former company. And we could talk about that forever. I don't know, John, I'm looking at the clock. What do we do at this point? We keep going?
No, when the music comes,
and we gotta
it gives
go to
us
break.
A chance to say, we got to make some money.
Right.
So somebody's got to say something. Except that, you know, when we come back, Bob Somerby is going
to
be on.
I'm looking forward to that.
And the man who howls out of Washington, D.C. And when he does that, it's always with wisdom and with great humor.
Yeah.
And to, you know him.
I know Bob.
You know Bob very well. All right. He's going to be on. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, Bruce Bregman is coming in here from the Bay Guardian with the usual kind of things that he does. And then later on in the program, our own little tech guru.
David Spark. Looking forward to that, too.
All right here on 960 The Quick. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
I've reminded the Prime Minister, the American people, Mr. Prime Minister, over the past months that it was not always a given that the United States and America would have a close relationship.
Hey, 8:31, good morning. Here's the latest from the 960 The Quake Newsroom. Something happened while you were sleeping. If you're rolling into work a little bit later, you'll find that that tight curve near Fremont Street on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge has been removed. It's a nice straight drive. This is completely unrelated to what's going to be happening this Labor Day weekend with the lower deck being all torn up, but it's another improvement on the Bay Bridge approaches into the city. All lanes looking good this morning. No one's had any problems with it. California will become the first state in the country to require its industries to lower greenhouse gas emissions. There was a last-minute deal struck yesterday between the Schwarzenegger administration and Democrats in the legislature. The bill was floated by Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez, and the target is to, by the year 2020, have California's greenhouse gas emissions at 1990 levels. Time now for Quake Traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center at 8:32, brought to you by Mattress Discounters. San Mateo Bridge, and thanks to Quake listener Christine for giving us a heads up on this. 92 westbound in the flat section of the San Mateo Bridge had an earlier stall that got cleared out, and it's quite slower than it should be at the moment, or what is normal. 280 northbound at the 680 interchange, just cleared a crash from the roadway there at the Guadalupe Parkway. Stall in the right lane, 80 westbound, Carquinez Bridge mid-span, metering lights on. As we just mentioned, things look A-OK. No stalls or accidents on the upper deck into San Francisco. Right now at Mattress Discounters, when you buy any Select Sealy or Simmons mattress at their everyday low price, you get the matching box spring absolutely free. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for a year. Mattress Discounters, where you'll always find quality brands at discount prices. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Here's a forecast today. Pretty toasty inland. It'll be warm for the next couple of days. Bay Area highs, 68 in Half Moon Bay, 78 in places like San Mateo, and near 100 in spots like Antioch. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and Bob Summerby coming up on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or For more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Ah, free muffins, an authentic London cab, valet parking, free coffee and a newspaper. The perfect vacation.
Hun, we're not even on the plane yet.
What?
We're at Expresso Parking outside the Oakland Airport.
Oh, we're going to miss our flight.
Don't worry. We'll take the XO private cab or one of the free 24-hour shuttles.
Free and parking?
As low as $7.61 per day with discounts for AAA members. Oh, there's our shuttle. Honey!
In a sec, I'm just going to grab one more muffin.
Expresso Airport Parking, 880 Doolittle Drive in San Leandro, with free reservations at expressoparking.com.
There's one constant in the world. It's always changing. Good thing your library's there to help you keep up. Refine your job skills, update your business, or take on new technology. Visit the San Francisco Public Library today to see how they can help you change your world at your library. A message from the Campaign for America's Libraries and the San Francisco Public Library.
This is Al Franken. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com. Take the survey, please.
This is, we've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But, sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país es un gran país with great values and great hope and great strength.
Are you kidding me? The quotable quotes from the Commander-in-Chief. 837 on 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Our phone number is 866-960-KQKE. And please send us an email. We've got a good bunch of them. We're going to go through them later on this morning. Just click on the Contact Us link. It's on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Bruce Brugman from The Bay Guardian coming up after 9 o'clock. Bob Summerby, a regular on The Will and Willie Show, joins us now on the telephone. And good morning, Bob. You have Willie Brown here and a special surprise guest host here today, Willie.
Hey, Bob.
Barry.
How are you?
Long time no see.
No. Second. Let me at least introduce him. Will is away in Bora Bora, and he sent us instead Barry Weintraub, who claims he knows you.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Willie Brown. This may be the Wally Pip event of American radio. Will Durst took a day off, or a week off, and never got back in the lineup.
You know what? When you got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, I'll gladly sit.
Lou Gehrig played nothing but afternoon games.
Those were different times,
I'll admit it. But anyway, great to talk to you both. I was in New Hampshire last week on a little vacation. I missed you. They're already holding the 2008 primary up there, basically.
How many politicians did you bump into?
Oh my God! I mean, they're changing the primary calendar for 08, and it's getting earlier and earlier. Now they're talking about New Hampshire. Well, we'll just hold the primary in 2007 if we can't go first. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. You know, when JFK ran for president in 1960, I'm quite sure he did not even announce until January of 1960. But now, man, anyway, they're always hot to trot up there, so it could be a 2007 primary.
It's all that business of the Republicans now trying to get back.
Well, I don't know what it is. You know, and David Broder has a column today in the Post complaining about the Democratic plan to fold Nevada into the thing. He loves Iowa and New Hampshire. I don't know what it is, but, you know, and it's a great New Hampshire loves that primary. It's a big, I mean, it seems sounds silly, but it's a big tourism thing for them. You know, they have the foliage in the fall and the primary in the winter. And so anyway.
It drew the likes of you and I. Last time I saw you, we were at that pancake breakfast when Gary Bauer fell off the stage.
Last time, I think that was the 2000 primary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did a show up there, and it was a lot of fun. So get ready for December this time, Barry, because they can't wait for 08 this time around.
Right. It'll be a Christmas gift, the new primary.
Yeah.
What else you got going on now? Have you been following all these speeches and the new the war spin?
Well, this is an amazing, really sort of an amazing week with the Bush administration going on the witch hunt, really, you know, with Rummy earlier in the week and then Bush today addressing the American Legion. And I got to tell you, you know, this whole thing of demonizing or opponents. This to me, it may be the best they can do, and you know, but it just smells like such a loser to me. My God! And here's why. You know, you can demonize the other side. It's not a good thing, but you can get away with it when the other side is like 30%. Then you can call them names and say they're just like Neville Chamberlain and, you know, they're morally confused. But when the other side is 55%, it includes a lot of your own people. And you can't, it seems to me you just can't start demonizing the other side when you're in the minority, the way they are currently in the minority. Now, a good example, lesson on the O'Reilly factor, John Kasich, former Republican congressman, was guest hosting, a fairly sensible moderate Republican. He was totally taking the anti-Rumsfeld side. So, and he seemed to be offended that they were name-calling people that are concerned about the war because he's concerned about the war. And it seems like a very strange, it just feels like a loser to me. I will say this, and Willie, tell me what you think on this. I assume they're doing this to motivate the real hardcore base. You know, this is an off-year election. It's about getting, we have very low turnout in our off-year elections. It's about getting the real base of the base out. And I presume that's what they're trying to activate. And maybe it'll work. I don't know. But, boy, what a weird approach.
Well, no question. If they can motivate that dedicated group of zealots in a low turnout election, that can translate into real trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what's weird about this to me, Willie, is when your numbers are as bad as their numbers are now, when the majority is against you, and when people like John Kasich don't really, yeah, when there's a lot of loyal Republicans who aren't really with the program anymore, and when you start trying to demonize them, you know, they're not going to like it, or maybe they're still with the program, but their spouse isn't, or their brother. I mean, there's just too many people. It just seems to me like a risky approach at this point, but we'll see how it plays. I mean, what do you think about that? It just seems weird to me.
Well, I think it's very weird. I also think it's weird when they say, hey, we're giving people like Lincoln Chafee a pass. We need him to be able to attract Democratic votes in his state. We don't want the conservatives beating him in the primary. These guys are going over the hill and under the dell, to be practical,
yeah,
in every way. But this business of this blatant attack on the loyalty and the patriotism of anybody who criticizes them is absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah, I thought it was really weird when it started. And I'll tell you, when I watched Kasich last night, I thought, oh, my God, I was actually right, because he clearly was offended and was clearly taking the anti-Rumsfeld. He was saying, nobody, who's he talking about? Nobody thinks this stuff. You know, that's a Republican on the O'Reilly factor. So I don't know. We'll see how Bush makes out today, but geez. I mean, they are so floundering. I mean, and then on the other hand, you talk about the other desperation messaging.
Yeah, we're talking with Bob Summerby, the DailyHallard.com, and I was going to ask you about that they're trying to spin Bush as a reader.
Oh, my God. Where are they? I mean, who is that? I mean, who was that aimed at? George Bush reading Camus.
Well, I'll tell you what, gentlemen, we'll throw some gas on the fire here. Exactly what you're talking about right now. Let's rejoin the president speaking to the American Legion in Utah, and he's probably ringing familiar themes.
So hold on, Bob.
Victory in Iraq will honor the sacrifice of the brave Americans who've given their lives.
Yep, there you go. Pretty much the
and
same.
Victory in Iraq will be a powerful triumph in the ideological struggle of the 21st century.
Oh, my God, get a new script.
From Damascus to Tehran, people will look to a democratic Iraq as inspiration that freedom can succeed in the Middle East.
Bob, from
and
Damascus to Tehran.
That the side of freedom is the winning side.
But what are his views on Jean-Paul Sartre? That's what I'm waiting to hear.
He's been reading Camus.
He's read three Shakespeares. I mean, I really, it's just, and what struck me as so odd last week when this started was to see some mainstream journalists just accept this and discuss it as if you don't have to discuss these ridiculous things when they put them out. Does anyone really think that does anyone really think he went down to Texas and read The Stranger and Three Shakespeare? I mean, I don't think that. Why? But to see mainstream journalists act like, well, they told us it, so we'll just have to act like it's accurate.
This is part of the summer vacation spin. He has been clearing the same piece of brush for 5 years.
Well, Someone's putting it back when he's when his back is turned, because it's always there the next morning. That, of course,
Cindy Sheehan put it back.
But, yeah, it's, of course, now Camus had the myth of Sisyphus where they kept rolling the rock back up the hill, which is a sort of an awful metaphor for Iraq, I'd have to say. It apparently didn't occur to anyone.
Well, thanks,
as
Bob.
Always, Bob Somervy, you're good. Will Terce will be back with us next week.
I'm not sure. We'll find out.
All right.
Great talking to you, Bob. DailyHaller.com. You got to check it out if you love Washington politics and what's happening in the news. Bob Somervy is on top of it. I'm Barry Weintraub. I'm filling in for Will Durst here on The Quake with the mayor, Willie Brown.
And we, of course, are listening to the music because we want to bring you up to date. John Bradley Scott is right here to do that. Some people call him JB. Right here on 960 The Quake.
If you'd like to make a...
846 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Looks like Tropical Storm Ernesto is getting a little fidgety and might become a hurricane again and might hit landfall in South Carolina late tonight. The National Weather Service keeping a very close eye on it. Looks like Ernesto picked up a little steam when it headed out to open water after really just being a rain event in Florida. Omid Popal, the gentleman who tore through Fremont in San Francisco and killed one person and injured numerous others a couple of days ago, will be arraigned in about 10 minutes this morning. He's been held at San Francisco General Hospital under psychiatric care. One of San Francisco's more charming annual events will take place at noon today. The Franciscan Friars will bless taxicabs and their drivers. The church is over at 133 Golden Gate Avenue. Quake traffic at the moment. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. San Mateo Bridge, pretty slow in the flat section from an earlier stall that's now gone. Also, 280 northbound, a crash has been cleared, but it's going to be bunched up for on 280 northbound between, say, the 680 interchange up to Lawrence Expressway. And still getting into the maze from 580 westbound, still slow. Motorcycle accident before has you bogged down there. The East Shore Freeway, knock on wood, has been free of stalls and accidents all morning. Quake weather today, very warm inland. Upper 60s around 70 at the coast, 70s and 80s around the bay, and near 100 inland. It's 848. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up on 960 The Quake.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the camera guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey! Listen, everyone, come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
For over 20 years, the Plant Warehouse, located at 1461 Pine Street, has specialized in large and unusual foliage plants for your home and business. They now have a second store with more plants and accessories. Celebrate the new 1628 California Street location this Labor Day and receive 20% off everything. This is a Labor Day only special. Call 415-885-1515. That's 415-885-1515 or stop by the new 1628 California Street address.
You've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about your apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
It's 8:51. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and now it's time for What Would Willie Do?
And that's my cue. I'm Barry Weintraub, filling in for Will Durst on the Will and Willie Show this morning. We'll be back Monday. He and Debbie are honeymooning for the 25th anniversary out there in Bora Bora. Mayor Brown, you have accomplished so much in life, and I have full disclosure. One of my goals in life is to be the second white guy in the Black Hall of Fame. You know, because you know who number one is. But here you are, a black man in America who has risen to unprecedented power. You were a two-term mayor of San Francisco, and for 14 and a half years, you led the legislature in the state of California as the assembly speaker. So you have tremendous experience as being a leader. Well, today, Newt Gingrich is in the news because he says a powerful Nancy Pelosi would be a disaster. And, you know, calling anything a disaster at this point in American politics is, pot calling the kettle on the fire. So here's my question. What would Willie do if it wasn't Nancy Pelosi who was about to ascend or might ascend to the speakership of the United States House of Representatives? What would Willie do to fix this country if you were Speaker of the House in January of 2009?
The prospect for a woman becoming Speaker is so intriguing and so delicious in this democracy. She will be, for the first time, in a power position on which no female has ever occupied. That in and of itself is a confirmation of what the Founding Fathers really had in mind. It would not be separate and distinct, different in any fashion than if that person happened to be a person of color. An African-American, an Asian, a Latino, or whomever. But it just so happens that the first shot that we get at diversity in leadership in this nation is a woman. I would think that Newt Gingrich really should cool his jets and start thinking positively about what this means to this nation, what it means to the kids in those schools, what it means to kids all over the world, frankly, to see that you could rise to power as a female. That's the third. She will be third in line for the presidency. Under our Constitution, it's the president, the vice president, and the speaker. She'll be third in line in terms of controlling this nation. For San Francisco, it'll just be an incredible godsend. I don't believe that my perspective for a position of such influence and of importance would be any less significant. I know that when I became the first person of color ever to hold the job of the Speaker of the House in California, everybody said, short-termer. And it turned out to have been twice as long as anybody else in the history of this country. The legendary figure, Jesse Marvin Onrah, is number two in line. He occupies that position you said you want to occupy in the Hall of Fame. Well, I would anticipate that Nancy Pelosi will rise to the level of all of those great speakers that preceded her, none of whom we've ever attached a Republican title behind in the last half century. Only Democrats have held that job and distinguished themselves in that capacity. Nancy will do exactly that. A Willie Brown in that position would do exactly that. And it would be a long-lasting impression and improvement for this democracy at home as well as in the world. That's what Willie would do.
Well, But more specifically, is there something, if you were in that chair on the first day, as you look at what's happened to this country under the last 5 years of unabated Republican rule, is there something you'd change right away? Is there a piece of legislation or just a
speech? Well, if you really provide leadership, what you really do is you tap the intellectual power of those who are there that have been almost in silence preparing for the day when they could exercise some power. The John Conyers, for an example, on the Judiciary Committee. You tap that. You would grab a person who is the symbol of protecting the environment. You'd grab somebody like Henry Waxman and Pete Stark to move on the health care issue in a very dramatic way. You would grab Benny Thompson out of Mississippi, who knows more about Homeland Security than anybody connected with the Bush administration. On that day, you would designate every one of those persons as the new key player on the block with a program and a plan that they've had in their hands all this time, which has never been given an errand. It would be a dramatic step to do that. And that's what leadership and how leadership should reflect itself. A person occupying that position should not attempt to be the author of how we deal with safety and security around homeland. He or she should shepherd who has the person with that responsibility. The same when you think in terms of Conyers removing all of the misfits that Mr. Bush has put in place in this administration. The Judiciary Committee would have a lion's share of that responsibility. It could be incredibly dramatic. And, of course, the 40 million or so people who are without any form of health care, Pete Stark, Howard Waxman, Henry Waxman, all those people who have that responsibility would be able to say to that worker at the McDonald's, you're going to have health care. To that worker at Walmart, you're going to have health care. To that worker in whatever capacity, if you're among the 40 million, all of that on the very first day, America would be a totally a different place. It would be filled again with the optimism and the enthusiasm that comes from quality leadership.
You're listening to Willie Brown on the Will and Willie Show on The Quake. I'm Barry Weintraub filling in for Will Durst, and hear the music. But a quick question. Would you let Conyers pursue the investigation of what happened in the 04 election, or would you move on to...
No. You have got to go back and clear up Ohio. You would make sure that Blackwell doesn't destroy the ballots that's there. He's the Secretary of State. And if you found that there were irregularities that took away your constitutional right to vote in the state of Ohio, you got to correct that so it never happens again.
Boy, I'd like to see Willie Brown as Speaker of the House of Representatives. That was a nice agenda. Barry Weintraub with Willie Brown on the Will and Willie Show. We've got a break coming up. When we come out of the break, Bruce Brugman's going to be here, David Spark in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm having the time of my life. This is great fun this morning.
Thank you. Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
Free societies are a threat to their twisted view of Islam.
President Bush renews his call for perseverance in the war on terror. CNN's Bob Costantini tells us Mr. Bush is beginning a new campaign to revive support for the war.
Jim, whether it's al-Qaeda responsible for September 11, insurgents in Iraq, or Hezbollah guerrillas launching rockets into Israel, Mr. Bush considers them part of one movement.
They are all pursuing the same objective, to turn back.